Just to get in with what it looks like.
Okay.
So, I don't know, it's kinda. Yeah, it's kinda slapdash.
Yeah, 'cause I thought, my own foundation, I just gotta spend that on the E.
Well, I question that.
Well, it's. Something comes out of his pocket.
Yeah, whatever the answer was, there was somebody who went down and jumped through the hoops, so.
Isn't that right, Phil, that the money from the foundation for the comprehensive plan, wasn't that a really something something?
It was an ROI.
Oh, was it? Ready 1.0?
And, yeah, they're the ones that made the.
Required, yeah.
Limitations was on that grant.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it. Yeah, yeah, they didn't explain that when I asked.
Foundation didn't.
Is that on?
Yeah, it's just funneling through.
Well, yeah, so I jumped it. So then, you know, they, both companies identified how they, what they could do.
The county saw it.
That Veritas, is that it? If I'm saying that right?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't.
Is it Veritas? That's Greg Veritas?
No, no.
They're around for the second interview, and they're having too much trouble.
Oh, that one, I think it was the first group.
I left. So, the first group?
I assume, because weren't there only three?
Yeah, there were only three, but I didn't stay for the third one, so I don't know.
Yeah, the third one, I think, was Egus, or whatever.
Okay, so Veritas must have been the first one.
Yeah.
Veritas got it.
Yeah.
Is there an out of where it was?
No. Indy?
I'm not certain.
I'm not either.
They're not from down there.
Yeah.
Well, there's none from here, you know.
Yes, that's Scott's process.
I don't know anybody here.
Well, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Kind of a phase one would be, you know, what we can do for $37,000.
I went to the town council one. Did you go to more than one focus group?
I went to the tail end of one, and then after the next one.
Okay, well, that was interesting.
Yeah, it was good.
That's not the one they did at the Playhouse, was it?
Oh, yeah, actually, that was a.
CBB.
Tourism.
That's CBB.
CBB.
This is the town.
This was the comprehensive plan.
For the town.
What, do they have any kind of a projection on what, you know, the time schedule on?
Well, they're really confident they'll be done by the end, or at least they'll, you know, they won't be done, they will burn through $26,000. So if they're able to use all of that.
Well, yeah, the county's saying they gotta burn through their money too, right?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, what's that?
No.
That's what I wanted to hear about tonight.
Their budget was $10,000. There's no limit on that. The APC kicked in $10,000.
Yeah, they kicked 10, right? But they said they got 26 from the foundation.
That's the one that.
Andy also got.
There's a comfy one over there.
Andy also got $26,000 through the foundation.
You lost me. I thought they got, they briefed, they had like $37,000, 26 from you guys, and they kicked in $10,000.
Okay, there was originally $52,000 from the ROI, and they split $26,000 for the town.
Oh, okay, the town. I got it. Okay.
Gotcha.
I got it. Missed that part.
But in either case, whatever isn't used by the end of the year has to be.
And they're, I heard they're not releasing the $32.0 until.
Yeah, it is. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm driving to.
No, it's 1.0.
Probably ready 1.0, probably, because they had unexpended funds.
And we need every Tuesday.
We still have it at the 65.
Also, yeah, 1.0. After that.
Everything's on hold for ready 2.0.
That.
Oh.
Okay, Chris, right on. Did we ever hear from the school as far as getting represented?
Stephanie's due.
Nothing.
Nothing. We emailed the superintendent.
Did you?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought. On that last meeting, I knew something was gonna come out of that.
Yeah.
I
went over there and asked him, hey, can you get somebody, but he never heard back.
I mean, it's, yeah, it's kind of a frustrating thing, I mean, but they don't have a vote, right, but they're supposed to have kind of like input on what's going on and represent, you know.
Well, we have to have them represent the school.
I was hoping this group would know something about the status of the comprehensive plan.
The county?
Yeah, well, the county redevelopment.
It just started, they just picked somebody September 5th.
I think it just got voted in, right? So it's gonna be 2025 before you say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
All I know now is, it's a comprehensive plan for Brown County, and their contract.
Yes, they, yeah, the contract, I don't even know if it's been signed, but it had, was voted in, I think.
All right, we are 6:03, I think we're gonna get this started here. Note that the entire board is here, okay, that covers some good board, Tim Clark. We got Phil in attendance out here, we got Jimmy out here so far, so. We're all, yeah.
Ah, there you go. Hey, Phil, what's your last name?
It's McCown, MCK, WWE.
We should probably get started with a pledge of allegiance, then we can take care of our business here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with justice and liberty for all. Did I miss something?
Yes.
It's been a long time.
You get older, you get allowances.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing we have is review and approve minutes from our last meeting. Everybody's received those minutes, right?
Yep.
Are there any concerns or anything on minutes that Bill sent out?
Make the motion to approve.
A second.
Any discussion on that? No, okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same? All right, minutes are approved, thank you.
Perfect.
Trying to touch base on some of the things Tim had sent an email over on different reporting and cooperation with local entities here. Reporting requirements, they are certainly important. I did sit down today and had a meeting with Teresa, who's now heading up the commissioner's office. And we will go back and forth on this a little bit, but there seem to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 significant reports that we have to do on an annual basis, or at least they are RDC associated reports. The first one is this April 1st report. The treasurer of the redevelopment commission, which would be our
auditor,
yeah, would prepare that, and reading in this little the Pittman notes to RDCs and their attorneys. So the first report, April 1st, is the treasurer of the redevelopment commission. The statute does not provide any details as to what is required to be included in this report, but as a practical matter, it seems reasonable and appropriate for such a report to include the financial information that is to be required on the April 15th report. So that is an auditor's report. I don't know that they did that this year. April 15th report is a report that the RDC is required to file. We did not, but we did not this year. I don't know that it has been filed in several years. Yeah.
Unlikely.
Unlikely, yeah.
We just did an annual.
What?
We just did an annual.
Yeah. And then when you look at what it was about, it's about basically all the TIF activity, and this company has no TIF activity. But a lot of the information that is required on that report seems to, as I refer, would be come out of the April 1st report that the auditors would supply. But again, we have no TIFs, we have no revenues received, we have
no budget.
There's nothing there.
So that makes it real easy.
Yeah, right. So
we started with zero, we end with zero.
Then there's a June 15th report, which is again, another auditor report, and this seems to be, I mean, along the same lines, and the auditor is required to file this with the DLGF. What does DLGF stand for?
Local government.
Local government, yeah. So I have requested from Julie to provide us, if they have automatically generated any of these reports, that we get copied on then, and then whoever is in, you know, managing the RGC moving forward would be copied on that. August 1st, again, another auditor report. Then I think the key thing here is this annual spending plan on December, where we give a heads up to the commissioners and the county council.
For future budget.
Yes. And then there's also another annual presentation of taxing units, and I mean, this is all in that handbook I've sent out to you guys, the Thomas Pittman, the most recent one, which I think is 2020.
Which I would think at least the last three or four points should be automatically generated from the commissioner's office,
right.
I would think.
Yeah, so long and short of it, I have asked Teresa to think about, and it may be in Teresa's office, it may be in planning, I don't know who, but since this board is a board that gets reshuffled every year, people walk in, as we did this year, have little idea of what an RDC is supposed to be doing here, that maybe they can appoint somebody within some office here in the county that could do these reports. We will get with them, we will cooperate with them.
Or at least put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
For a heads up.
But so that anyhow, someone has experience on this that, so that in future years it would be along the same lines, it would be consistent. So that is addressing the reporting. We're looking at it as of now. We should probably, I guess, focus more on mostly on the December report to the commissioners and council in terms of what our
before the end of the term
requirements might be. Yeah.
Hey, Tim, you've got a report that you give the owner, right? Can you just provide copies to that just so we understand what it looks like?
Yeah, it's just accomplishments and where we spent money.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent it.
Thank you.
Okay.
But a template we can work off of.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty simple. It's not a government form. It's just, here's what we did, and here's what we spent.
Bullet points.
Nice.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? Yeah, this came up late, and Bill had this.
Can we back up first before we forget?
Which one?
We wanted to review bonding and swearing in.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all good, right?
Mine's done.
Okay. Yeah.
I think everybody's done that.
I think so. I put that in there, but I did speak to Donna today, so I think we're all good on that.
Yeah. I think yours was the last one that got lost in the mix.
Oh, I know. It was a process. It's weird.
Really?
I'd go three or four different offices and get it notarized and file it.
Yeah, notarized
and find it.
And record it, right.
Anyway.
Okay. Well. Yeah, another issue, and I guess I'll jump a little ahead on this, because we're going to kind of float this pretty quick, I think. Other issues that Tim had mentioned in his email about getting, you know, sharing with the commissioners, sharing with the county council, and sharing with the area planning. I did sit down with Kayla today, and as you guys have been talking about, there's that new group coming in. They're going to start soon with their area planning. She has requested that we provide someone from the RDC to kind of be a liaison, sit in on their meetings, offer what we can. Mm-hmm. And then this also kind of goes hand in hand what Gary Hewitt from the county council had mentioned previously. He says he thinks we're in a good position to give feedback to that group. So, you know, we want to work with them as well we can.
Mm-hmm. Side by side versus behind the
eight ball. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're just going to be one part of that all, but you know, and as I explained to Kayla today, you know, we're kind of going through this process about creating or expanding the economic development areas. So yeah, I got this behind you. It was like a little pop-up graphic here. So we were talking about this in the last meeting, and I'd like us to kind of come to some, you know, agreement, or we can make a motion and decide how we want to move forward on this. But we have the statutory requirements. Everything that is in the statute, we would have to do. And we would be employing, you know, the services of Barnes, Barnes? Barnes Stover, you know, so we would have legal advice. We would also probably employ someone like a Baker Tilly to who would come in and give the municipal advice, to more of this, the plan, you know. So, you know, as we go through this, and it's not, you know, it's not just a slam dunk, just boilerplate. We want to go talk with people in Dean Bosco, want to talk to people in Helmsburg, see what they would like to see included in this as part of this thing here. So we create a legal description, we create maps, we create a acquisition list, or a statement of no acquisition, which I think that's what we would be. List of projects in the plan. Currently, we don't have any projects in the plan. Statutory findings, which that would be fleshed out in our what we do. And then identify potential TIF zones. And again, right now, we have nothing in front of the RDC for that. But this is where I was trying to kind of ask you guys last meeting, do you see any of these BC, say BC RDC components that we want to, you know, kind of just add in writing to what we are going to proceed with in the process?
Well, I make a motion we at least get a list together of landholders and business owners in the areas we're discussing,
mm-hmm.
so we can move forward with mailings or brochures or whatever we have to do. We need a list,
yep.
To start from.
So then I think certainly identify potential citizen, engage with the local citizen business, identify the stakeholders affected by the proposed EDA, the local import, input. So that's kind of
motion.
Wrap that up there.
Yeah. I mean, we've been through this a half dozen times. I mean, the comprehensive plan is what drives this.
We can work side by side, Tim.
You can work in parallel, but the comprehensive plan is what drives it. The commissioners are responsible for the comprehensive plan. The APC is the administrative arm of the commissioners. So when you look at this, this is really, and you start breaking things into areas, that's really, if you start with the commissioners and their three zones, those are your initial three zones. They represent the people that live within those zones, the voters, or the citizens. So it's really, when you talk about the comprehensive plan, their step is to go through and ask people when you have these meetings, what do you want?
We don't have time to wait till 2025. We can work side by side. We can get the list done.
Well,
nobody said we're doing anything with the list. We can get the list done if somebody moves.
I guess I don't understand what you're saying. The commissioners have assigned three members to this board. The council has assigned two. At least one of the commissioners has been here frequently, and several of the council have been here. We are on their agendas for upcoming meetings to discuss this with them. So, I mean, these are the preliminary steps. These are not, we're not like at the end of the game here. We're at the beginning. So I don't understand what you're saying. You know, they've tasked us to do something here.
The RDC is in a support role. The driver is the kind of development people want in the particular areas. The driver is the comprehensive plan, and that's nice that it came in and we're doing that. Okay, that's the driver, is the comprehensive plan. Part of those discussions is really what people want in different areas, what they want and don't want. And so that's educating people, and that's new. I've talked to several people that worked on iterations of comprehensive plans over the past few years, and nobody really took it from a commissioner responsibility and what they had to do. You just had people getting together and talking to different groups and coming up with this stuff, and you end up with the lowest common denominator to get it through. So it's a little different approach, where a little more comprehensive approach, where you actually ask people in particular areas, you know, what do you want? This is in a support role. You say, well, if you want, and then, of course, that's a whole educational process. Most people don't understand. Probably have never seen a zoning map.
Well, the educational process is going to, we have to reach the people.
Well, that's part of the comprehensive plan, so they got to explain.
We can't wait till 2025.
We
need to get a list of people.
They got a phase that's got to be done by the end of the year, so I don't know.
It will not be done by the end of the year.
Oh, no, the comprehensive plan won't be done by the end of the year.
The APC has a requirement to spend whatever funds they have by the end of the year.
We're missing something.
Yeah, we're missing it.
This is $80,000, they estimated $80,000.
Right.
They got, what, $37,000?
Right, so the...
They haven't identified the balance of the money that they're gonna need yet, okay, so...
Talking rough them. We understand this, and this is a conversation we've had all year, Tim. There is currently, right now, up on the area APC page of the Brown County, Indiana Gov site, there is a comprehensive plan, although it dates back to 2011, we all know that, but it is there. So, while we all, I think, acknowledge, and I don't think there's any disagreement here, that needs, you know, severely to be updated, upgraded, nevertheless, the commissioners and the county council appointed this board. Did they expect that we sit around and do nothing the whole year and wait for this to happen? I don't understand what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying. We came up with a concept for the EDA that's never been briefed. That's never been briefed to the council.
We haven't even started on it.
We had this conversation. When I go into the commission and speak to them, I want to show them that we've done this work. Okay? When they say, okay, you're gonna create an EDA, how are you going about that? Now I can say, well, it is plainly and simply spelled out in the statute, and it is. But what I'm asking, and I'm trying to give this board an opportunity to speak up and say, okay, in this process, I think some things we can add to customize this and to make this more of put our signature on it. If you're not interested in that, that's fine. I am simply asking if you have any interest in that. When you say we approved to proceed with this, the EDAs, I agree with you. We have. What I'm trying to now give this commission or board, an opportunity for the individual members to speak up and say, hey, this is what I would like to see as part of that process. Not to say, well, you can say it. You can say, I want to wait until this comprehensive plan is developed, and that may be coming out in 2025. It may be coming out in 2026. Or as we know from the last efforts, it may not be coming out at all because it may never get approved. It may never get ratified.
So why don't we put our efforts towards working with the people that are doing the comprehensive plan?
Well, because as I sat down with the APC today, spoke to them, spoke to Kayla, she made it clear to me that the APC is responsible for the management of this project.
Correct.
Yes. What you just said, I've already alluded to. Yeah, we are going to work with them hand in hand. It is not our baby. It is not our thing.
No,
I'm
not saying that. What can we do to help you?
But we will, and
even, who's going to be the liaison to deal?
I plan on attending one of those meetings, you know, that they have.
Well, you said that they wanted a liaison from...
And I just got an email this morning, so, you know, that's going to be worked out here as we proceed.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, we are going to work with them. We've been requested... not only by the APC, but also the board, to do that.
So what can we do to help them?
Well, so my feeling on that is that they are going to be taking, obviously, a countywide look.
Right.
Now, how deep into the bushes will they get in each little area of Brown County?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is probably just... They're going to skim it. They're going to depends if there's some glaringly obvious things, but you know when they start talking about you know Courtney Sweetwater, Knobbone, Story area down there. Now we go through to Jackson County. We got Fruitvale. You know there's several specific and unique zones right in Brown County where we can help them. I feel is in this process. Look, we may do this and at the end of the process decide well maybe. This is not right for any of these zones.
Yeah, we get all the wrong information, and it turns out we were looking in the wrong area.
But if we don't go through the process, this is the process.
So what is your process? Explain that.
Okay. So in order to create an economic development zone, this statutory requirements here.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. So we have to create a legal map, create a description, create these lists of acquisition no quit, create a list of projects, statutory findings. The statutory findings will be more of the local focus within each zone. The statutory findings will be unique to Helmsburg, they'll be unique to Bean Blossom, they'll be unique to Opry area, they'll be unique to Knobbone. And to specifically answer your question, I think by us doing this work, we will be able to then hand that work to the APC for incorporation and what they're doing.
And we'll be a year ahead of it.
Well, we would be working with them to, and then they can, you know, in the process, push back on things that they may not agree with.
Yes.
Also.
So all we need is an economic development plan. And why don't we use the old ones as a basis for moving forward to develop our own?
Well, the legal description is going to be a different area, and the maps, that was what Kevin Allen brought in towards the end of last month's meeting.
Well, first, what you're breaking this down, first you're saying you need an economic development plan for proposed EDAs. So if then you come up with
create a legal description of the area.
I'm back at dissecting the first sentence. You're saying that we're required to come up with an economic development plan.
Area. See, read the end of that sentence.
Or proposed economic development area. Okay. What if there aren't any EDAs we want?
We want two, though, don't we?
Sorry?
We want two. There's
the operating. Well, what if our plan says, well, first you got to have the plan. How are you going to determine if an EDA is?
Did we not?
We already did that.
Did we not vote all this in?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Area?
So I wasn't.
But this
here.
Is part of the information that we've been sending out.
So this is what you want to do. So how are you going to get that done?
The statutory requirement. First, create legal description of the area.
Yeah, I can read. How are you going to get this done?
The area and the maps are virtually the same thing. We get the maps, we go down to GIS, and we get the legal description.
So you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is all going to
yeah.
be.
I thought we'd talked to Kevin Allen to help.
Yeah. We're going to do this as a group, but I mean, that's probably one of the easier things to do. Acquisition list. We are not looking to acquire any property. We are not looking to set up a land bank or anything like that. So that we just simply say we have no acquisition.
We're just highlighting areas for any of you.
Yep. Listing projects. This stuff. I mean, you've seen what Tim has supplied us in the past. The what they did for Helmsburg. It is not a complex piece of paper. We go in. We want to meet with local people. Ask them what do you need here, you know?
So maybe you should move down to next steps. I'm still trying to figure out how you're going to get this done.
Well, the next step is we engage with the local people. We're gonna create mailings.
Okay, what are we gonna say in the mailings?
Well, that's what
we have to work that out.
We're trying to get there, Stu. This is the process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to say, can we agree to the process? And the process will then provide the answers to these questions.
It's just one sheet.
You know, the Helmsburg has a CDC. There are many people in Bean Blossom already who have expressed an interest in that. And then plans of action are crafted based on and compatible with existing comprehensive plans with input received from the EDA and government officials. So, I mean, I guess I'm asking you guys, these are things that you guys have talked about. Are these things that you feel that we make a motion to include these BCRDC components in our plan? In our plan to proceed.
I make a motion that we include the requirements.
Okay.
I second.
The requirements or the component? What are you?
And the statutory requirements are statutory. We have to follow
them. They're in there.
The BCRDC components are others that we are adding in to engage with and identify local stakeholders and get their input into what we're, what this ultimately might look like.
I second.
Okay. So the comment is we're going to include the Brown County RDC components in our plan.
Okay. And then after that, so once we kind of get through this area, once we, again, we're in,
well, I was second.
Yeah. Okay. Any further discussion or questions on the motion in front of us?
It's not, I don't know what you're doing.
It's in writing.
Sue, do you get it?
No.
What's in writing?
I
you don't get it either? Okay. I don't know what you're doing. I don't understand.
We're getting in front of the comprehensive plan so we can work side by side.
The RDC.
Why do you want to be, why would you want to be a year behind them?
A year. I don't know where you're coming up with a year. The main.
That's when the comprehensive plan is going to be done.
That we didn't have when we started back in March or April. The main effort for this, the umbrella for this supporting effort is the comprehensive plan. They're the ones that go out in the comprehensive plan. You're talking EDA, you're looking at zoning, you're looking at changes, you're looking at what people want.
We haven't made any changes in their particular area. We're trying to get out in front of them.
You're a supporting effort. You're not the lead effort for the county. You're not a lead effort for the county. You're a supporting effort.
I don't think it says anything up there about lead effort.
I mean, and that's the problem. The umbrella for this plan is the comprehensive plan. So cool. Now, if you want to go through and say, hey, we can supplement when they go through to particular areas, start looking at zoning maps and defining what is available, what people can do in the zoning and what they want, then you have tools available to say, okay, here's how we can support your economic
goals. You're looking
into
the future. We're working off an
old
plan. Right now, we're working off the old comprehensive plan today.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
They've already.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
That's what's on the book. September 5th, they just agreed to do a new development.
That has nothing to do with today. Not until it's done.
So basically, you want to be the lead dog on this, and then go out and say, "Hey, here's what you're going to push this out to the community."
Nobody's pushing anything.
Well, yeah, you are.
Are you not listening?
Yeah, you are. There's your list. Here's what you're going to do.
I don't believe anybody's pushing anything into a mailbox today.
You're
going to
create mailing lists. You're going to create brochures. Are you contacting people with this?
I think we were going to go to the GIS and just get stakeholders, addresses, names.
Tim, you have a post office in box, right? Or you get mailing right now. I've been inundated with mailings from people who are trying to do the Nashville comprehensive plan. The people at the, CDB? I've gotten 4 or 5 mailings from them. I'm getting emails. Yes, that is what they are doing. What do you think they're doing? They're doing the same thing. They are reaching out to the
community. How do you get public knowledge?
To get public feedback. I don't understand where you're coming from that, because that's what other organizations in this county right now are doing in order to solicit county resident stakeholder input into their plans. Phil, okay. Please, 1 second.
In Veritas' presentation and in the others, Veritas was the one that selected. Did they lay out their plans for getting public input?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything in detail yet.
I mean, that's an integral part of, and it's already happening for the county. I think the expectation is the same thing would be done for the county.
You would think so.
And that's essentially what you're asking for as well.
No, what we are doing is we are looking at very case-specific areas
okay.
within the county.
Okay.
We are not, and as when we began our year here, mm-hmm. I don't mean any ill intention, but Sue and Tim were pressing, if I'm putting it in the wrong words, but in my opinion, what I understood them to say is that we should get involved as the RDC in trying to promote this comprehensive plan and be like the driver of the county to kind of get that going. And when I heard that, I just said, well, but the county has an area planning commission that is in their statute. this, an RDC is not an arbitrary thing that someone says, let's have an RDC. There's a statute that, that Indiana has put out and which governs the activity of an RDC, and it governs the activity of an APC. It gives statutory approval and legal support behind what they do. If you look at anything that, like that Kayla Robertson puts out with the under the APC, under her signature, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's got something, but you know, it she lists the Indiana statute that gives the authority what they're doing.
Well, I think the more recent ones, they have not involved.
Yeah, they are.
They've gotten votes. I don't think it's fully voted in yet, but I think first round it was approved for a down payment. And
I know the commissioners and the council both sort of prodded them a little bit to get this moving,
which
is a good thing. You know, but they also appointed a board of five people to come sit on this RDC.
And until it's approved or done, you have to work off the open.
Neither the commissioners or the council has at any point contacted me, and you know, I was elected as president. None of them has contacted me and say, hey guys, just cool off what you're doing over there, because we're in the business of creating a new comprehensive plan. So, you know, chill, cool your guns, sit back, don't do anything. You know, I have not received any requests or any information for that. Rather, both the council and the commissioners appointed a five-person body to come here and do work and try to identify work that falls under the guidelines of the RDC statute, and which we would be empowered and have state authority to investigate and proceed with. And we've sat here for 9-10 months now, and all we do is argue about the point that whether or not we are even authorized to do this, you know. And that's a matter of a vote, you know. And unless anybody has anything else to say about it, we've got a motion and a second, you know. And is there any more discussion on this that has not been said already?
I agree with you that we're authorized. I think my position on it is the process in which we're going about that. That's the only thing I have. I don't doubt that, you know, by statute we're authorized. But
technical stuff, yeah.
The process.
But again, many of the steps that we would then be required to do as an RDC are spelled out for us. It's not a choice of ours.
We're not going out buying stamps tomorrow.
We have statutory steps. Once we say, and we have made a motion to begin this process, then we follow the statutory steps which are laid out for us. Not this chapter. So we have those.
Who great? What you're missing? I'll get back to it. Concept means you have a general idea, and this has all been documented on Helzberg. I went through this. You're not telling me anything I haven't done. And I don't know where the $15,000 came from. It didn't cost us $15,000 to come up with an EDA for Helzberg. I don't know, where those estimates came from. But the point is when we did these EDAs, we came up with a concept. How many citizens were involved in saying, yeah, here's what I want in my area?
We will never know unless we talk to them.
There were none. Well, who's responsible for identifying particular areas and zoning and what people want done?
The RDC is tasked.
Well,
guys, listen. You ask questions, Tim. I know you read.
I don't have questions.
It is specifically stated in the RDC statutory declarations what the RDC is charged to do. And if you look at all of the various RDC web pages all over the state of Indiana, it is to seek out, identify locations that are suffering from lack of development, have blight, so on and so forth, you know, and work towards providing support. And I'm generalizing, but if I have to pull up the statute, I will. But I forwarded to you. And all right.
I got that.
All right.
You're missing it.
If there's anything else, let's take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All who disagree, say nay.
Nay.
I don't know what I'm disagreeing to.
The ayes have it.
If you're saying, we're saying we're gonna follow the statutes and the, you know, and guidance, yeah, well, duh. Why do we have to vote on that? I don't.
Well, I thought we were.
Well, we're not gonna talk about it for 12 months.
Yeah.
I thought we were voting on the RDC component.
I thought we were talking about the RDC component.
Is that what your motion was?
Yes, yes, yes.
Can we just include that in the requirements of the statute? That was the question.
So that's the only thing we voted on. I still vote on.
What we, yeah, that's right. We voted on, in addition to the statutory requirements, is there anything here, like, that you feel that we as a committee should include in our activity here? The last one, for example, is almost word for word out of one of the emails that you sent over. You know?
I still don't agree with the approach, so we'll move on.
That's fine. I mean, you know.
Hey, Tim. Sorry, Ross. Can I get a copy of this?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, what would, then, moving forward, because we are going to proceed with the motions that were voted on and approved in June to begin our investigations, begin our engaging with the local, to identify citizen leadership, to cooperate with the APC, to give, do all of the things that we have to do. This is 5-6 months away, but this is what the RDC does, the RDC work. What I don't understand, Tim, and obviously you, to be appointed to this board, you had to put your name up and you had to apply to become part of this board. And what I have not heard from you in 10 months now of these meetings, what do you think the RDC should be doing?
You spin information. I've been pretty consistent. I've been through this. I've been through planning. I've done policy. I've done comprehensive plannings in a lot of areas.
What should the RDC be doing right now? What should we have been doing in this year that we sit here? What should the RDC
be doing?
The
accomplishment that we had is one we've identified, re-identified a concept for the EDA, that if there's areas within the county that the local residents support economic development by types, we have the tools in place.
We have not, per your email, redeveloped the concept for the EDA.
We did what?
Redeveloped the concept for the EDA. We took our votes in June on beginning this process. We did not say we were redeveloping this procedure.
The concept for an EDA is already out there. The EDA, the list, the economic plan, and in Helmsburg's case, and that's the difference. Helmsburg drove.
I know they drove it. But Bean Blossom doesn't have that citizen government to drive that.
Okay, so in
other areas do not have that. That is not a requirement of the RDC that we have to wait. Just sit here and wait and do nothing until someone comes by and says, hey, because there's likely many people out in the county don't understand what the RDC does.
They have no idea and what assistance out there.
What may be possible for them to achieve.
Well,
then
you go up and you look at how the county is organized. I mean, it's organized, your elected officials, you got three districts and you got three commissioner districts. You have four councilmen.
And they appointed
they
us all to this RDC.
They represent the people that live in these particular areas.
And
What's new is those elected officials that probably hadn't been done before when it comes to the past comprehensive plans. What's new is they take more of a leadership role and saying, hey, here's what we can offer. Here's what's available. What do you want in our particular area? What kind of development do you want? Here's our current maps.
All right.
Here's what's current zoning.
Now that we have voted on this.
The leadership for this is coming from your elected officials that represent those areas,
They appointed us, Tim, to come out and work. And that's what we're doing.
They appoint, and then what did you do? Then we went back and said, okay, here's what we can do when it comes to the tools available for an RDC, and that's where they can you come up, and we agree to that.
Tim, if you want to help with this process, you can help. You repeat the same thing over and over again.
No, and you repeat the same thing over again. We disagree, disagree, Ross.
We can.
I don't understand your position. You don't understand mine. I've just never done this kind of bottom-up. I've never seen this kind of approach be successful.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen
next? And you're basically going out and pushing this on to people. I don't know how you're going to make
it. Nobody's pushing anything. Nobody's pushed anything.
So what? You're going to... So now
there's nothing's left this room in 10 minutes.
You're the ones that are identifying so do you think that, economic development areas.
You think the APC is...
What if folks want half that?
Do you think the APC is pushing a new comprehensive plan on the citizens of Brown County? But what you're saying, the APC is pushing a new comprehensive plan on Brown County.
The town of Nashville is pushing... There you go. You're spinning things again, Ross. That's the AP's job by statute.
And this is our job.
And they said on the APC, they're looking at least 5 years to update that plan. They're way out of date when we were talking 2011.
So we should wait 5 years?
On the 5 years.
Okay. Right.
The comprehensive plan should be current within 5 years. It's not going to take a year.
Once again, that's not a... That's not
the motion is... The motion
has been seen what the plan is by the contractor.
Made and voted. So let's move forward with the agenda. So we are in the process now of engaging with local citizens, finding mailing lists, creating mailing lists, creating brochures, info cards, and get the word out to the citizens, the stakeholders, who would be involved in this process, and leave it to them. And then I will also be sharing these plans with the commissioners, and I will be sharing these plans with the APC. The APC, today I sat down, they are eager to work with us on this. I explained the process of the creation of the economic development areas. They agree that by doing so, we will be boots on the ground, talking with local people, local stakeholders in these various, not a macro look at the county, but micro look at various, EDA, micro looks on small areas of the county. And furthermore, at the next available meetings, opportunities, I will be presenting these concepts, everything we've discussed, to both the commissioners and the council. So we will, now that we have, we will have concrete information to walk into them, and we have a process now that we have reviewed and voted on tonight. And so now I think I have a full basket of information to walk into the council, walk into the commissioners, and say this is what we've just been discussing. We've identified, there are several areas in Brown County that obviously need investment. I think we have identified probably the most glaring of them all. But there will be simultaneously a review going on by the Area Planning Commission, and we will participate with them on that.
And I think as it comes out, there'll be more interest coming up, and.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be some other areas that pop up.
Rephrase that. If you're going out to the commissioners and first, that here's our plan for reaching out and informing people on what we can do from an RDC, I'm with that. If you've got their okay, if you brief that to the commissioners and council, you say, hey, here's our plan. Here's a concept for what we propose could be an EDA. Here's the supporting package for an EDA. And you get their okay to go out and reach out to people, I'm good with that.
We can still do our homework up front so the work's done.
No, I mean, the approval is coming from months. Commissioners. And, no, you, hey, you've never said
I,
I'm on.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Is your issue the fact that it's commissioners and council first, then reach out?
Yes.
That's what it
is? It's always been that way.
But we haven't had, in my mind, we haven't had our plans fully vetted and written down. I mean, we spent the whole meeting last month just discussing this. Largely, after we approved the meeting minutes from June and July, I tried to approach this with you to create and identify and write down what steps are we going to do now to continue this thing moving. And I got, there was no support. Well, I mean.
So I got a question. If we're going to go to the, you've already on the calendar, right? The doctor talking to the commissioner. Right? You're on their calendar, right?
I am not on right now, but I will be on it.
Okay.
I mean, again, this year.
Wait, give me a second. So you're gonna talk.
Yeah.
Right, and we're gonna follow steps. We're gonna get their buy-in to Tim's point and make sure that they're coming.
Always been part of the deal.
Then the next question is, then we put our mailers out after we get their agreement.
Nobody's bought any stamps yet.
Yeah.
I'm just asking for a process question.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So I'm comfortable with that, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the bosses, get their permission, make sure that they're comfortable.
But the homework could be done, ready to go when we do get it.
And John, I'm absolutely, you know, let's do as much work in parallel as possible.
Sure, absolutely.
And so, I mean, I'm trying to satisfy Tim's concern, right? Because once we follow the process, get the bosses buy-in, then we put out mailers, Kevin's gonna provide parcel numbers, all that stuff, right? I'm comfortable with that process, and I guess, are you okay with that process, Tim?
The concept could've been briefed a couple months ago. When we, in June, when we went through that process and we did all the motions, there was your concept, there was your plan for supporting economic development in these areas. You didn't need to have the level of detail. You didn't need to identify what the specific zone was. You didn't need to come up with, and here's all the land within that, and here's this, and you didn't need to do all that. I mean, you're getting the buy-in on the initial concept first. That's like job one. Say, hey, here's the plan.
Why would you get it done up front?
Here's what we're gonna do. Now, you guys are going to the point, you're coming up with a solution, I guess. You're saying, well, this is what we think the economic development area should be, and here's a list of properties in there, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's a little finer detail. If you've got the okay from elected officials to go to that level, but I guess if I was on that other side, I'd ask you, where did you come up with this based on what? Why'd you do that? What, you know, where'd that come
good
from?
Good question.
And I'd be asking those kind of questions, and we really wouldn't know.
The EDA is for the Tilton Stone and the Alfred property.
Well, I mean, that
they
was...
Want this, and then the other one was basically, here's a sewer line, going to go right here, and Kevin followed
that. Well, and that could be for an example. You know,
yeah,
for
yeah.
instance, you know, here's what we could do in this particular area. But at least you're giving the officials that respond to the voters a heads up on, hey, here's the overall concept, and oh, by the way, here's some examples, you know, that we explore further. And then you get their buy-in, and you're done. That's how you would start this thing off.
I had a question for you. Does Aegis have a contract with the BCRDC? I
think so, yeah.
You think so? Where?
What do you mean, where?
You are a member of this RDC, aren't you?
Where are we going with this, Ross?
You put a post up on Facebook, Brown County Matters, stating that Kevin Allen, Aegis Group, has a current contract with the BCRDC.
Okay, and Kevin, you don't? Is that wrong? BLN wasn't integrated within Egress?
With this group?
No, not the RDC. What did I say?
BCRDC. That you put
County
on Facebook.
RDC, redevelopment. Oh, okay. Then meant the RSD.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A typo. Wow. You caught that. You could have sent me something. I could have changed that letter.
Well, I also note on your, your independent voters of Brown County.
So now we're doing the individual taxes.
These aren't attacks. But I understand. I read what you say. I listen to what you say and do. I'm fully aware by things you said here and also things you put on Facebook and things you put on your independent voters of Brown County that you. And if I'm putting words in your mouth, Tim, I apologize, but you simply don't feel that there's any room for the RDC to do anything in Brown County. And I really don't understand that, why you volunteer yourself to come out and work with this group.
Well, if that's your
spin, but if anybody goes on independent voters of Brown County, you'll see a post that you put on the RDC and TIF, where you've quoted well over 20 articles on why we should not be considering the TIF financing and projects.
I've
all
shared information on TIFs. I didn't share a personal opinion one way or the other. I mean, what do you read?
When
we throw TIFs on every agenda item, I go back and look at the articles to explain to people what a TIF is. Most people don't know what that is. They don't know the good.
You know how these meetings work.
My position from the beginning, although you voted
voted affirmatively for the motions we made in the June meeting.
The concept that I'd already did a proof of concept
right.
for Helensburg.
All right. Otherwise,
so
there's, you, you, I, I've been asking you guys, I've been asking. Any motions, anything you think this RDC should be doing, and it's simply wait until...
How many times have I said, if you're gonna roll this out, you get what where was the meeting where it blew off and we cut it short? And I said the same thing then. If this is the concept, your first step is go back to the commissioners and the council and say, hey, here's our plan going forward.
And that's exactly where we are right now.
Where's it at? Where are you at on the agenda? And then we come into this and something else. But that's job one.
Who's gonna write up the plan that's gonna be presented to the council commission?
Well, I don't know if you need it.
Aren't we gonna cover that next with Kevin's stuff?
Yeah, we're not at that point. I mean, because typically on something like that, that's when you either engage an attorney or municipal advisors. And municipal advisors will come and say, okay, this is, you know, look at these different areas.
So you're gonna hire somebody else to fight it?
Perhaps.
Do we have money?
We'll get it.
Okay. So. I just thought we didn't have any money.
That we do.
We have privy.
We do. There's funding there. I mean, you know, guys, I just don't understand by what the things you say. And I'll address this more to Tim. And I don't mean this insultingly. But, again, Indiana has created statutes that authorize and provide for counties and municipalities to have our RDCs. The county commissioners and the county council has created the Brown County RDC and continue to appoint people to this board annually. And they look for something positive, some accomplishment to come out of this board that will somehow help the people of Brown County. Now, I'm doing my best. If you have some better ideas, we're all ears.
And I presented like 3-4 pages back in, August? And it was like, it blown off. But in there, it has what you would need to present to the commissioners and the council, saying, here is what we'd like to do. Here's what, you know, some recommendations. I have all these short-term goals listed here, and I guess nobody wants to look at them.
Well, we're just back at this.
That's not, I read your email, Sue.
And you blew it up.
No, I didn't. I responded to it. In fact, I included many things that you have in this presentation. Look, when
okay,
I come
let's
here.
Let's move on.
Well,
let's
I want to cover something. When we come here, and like the commissioners, the council, they come here, they sit at these meetings, and they've got a slew of women and other people over here who bring things for them to address. So these things get on their agenda, but they're not creating. We don't have that staff. We don't have those kind of people who will sit here and present all this thing for us. So I try to be helpful and put this thing in a visual complement that we put up on screen, everybody can look at. We're all free to do that. We can all do that. If there's something that you want to see and do, you know, Bill's done them. We've had other people come in and do them. Tim's done them. We've prevented, there's nothing stopping you. But this is a parliamentary meeting where we discuss things, we bring motions, we take votes, and if you have something that you want to bring in front of this board, absolutely bring it.
Hey, so just on that note, I bring a motion that Sue presents her long and short-term goals document so that we can actually look at it and include it, so hopefully we can get more on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would invite you to do, present a...
And Sue, I guess I apologize for the fact that we didn't give you the time, but...
I just wanted some feedback on it. I mean, there's 6 pages there, and I thought it would help the group.
Right, but I really appreciated if you could present it.
Can we just not forward it to people and have them read it? Because there's a lot of steps in here of where you're going to go next.
Yeah,
if you read it.
And Sue, what I'm trying to do is to say, hey, you put together a nice document, and I appreciate it. I worked with you on it as well. And I'd like the opportunity for Sue to present that in our next meeting, and I'd make a motion to that. And
I'll second the motion.
Second?
Yeah.
Anybody?
All in favor? I say aye.
Aye.
Tim? Sue? You comfortable?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Any public comment, Doctor? What, how you doing?
This came from a wonderful county.
All right.
I'm curious about your other end.
Yeah, how's she doing down there?
Yeah, doing great.
Good.
I'm well, coming.
So, you know, Tim, I think you and I maybe have disagreement in timing of it. But other than the timing of how we approach the council, that's fine. I walk in there as president of the RDC. I just wanted to have a few more ducks in a row before I walk in there with this presentation. I feel now with this vote today, I'm better prepared to do that and answer the questions that may very well arise. So that's a matter of timing.
And I guess, you know, just in Ross's defense or Mike's defense, right? We've never done this process before. You're wanting to get the buy-in much earlier than I think we are. And it may be the fact that we're trying to figure this out as we go along, right? It's not.
Oh, we're trying to get our ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Or you may have the commissioners and council tell you, stand down. I don't want that level of effort in my particular area until I can reach out to people.
That's
you don't
right.
know, unless you ask. And to ask, you got to have at least a concept in mind. So we had the concept in June.
Yeah.
Concept was there. Now you can go back and say, well, here's what's in that. Oh, okay, and here's some examples of what you could do. Well, okay, but you really didn't need that for their decision.
Yeah, well, I felt I did, Tim. In order to go in and make this presentation, I felt I did. So that's whatever. That's
we're going to ask questions, and we need answers.
Now, I own my own business. I go deal with my customers. I try to gather as much information before I go in there so I'm prepared to answer questions on the spot versus saying, well, let me get back to you on all that. And I feel that this that we did today is part of that, part of getting our processes set in stone. So if I sit down in front of the commissioners, I sit down in front of the council, I sit down in front of the APC, they get questions, I feel I'm better prepared to answer those questions now.
And that's not a bad place to be.
That's an awesome place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to have my own with
that. You know, and we're not rushing. There's no rush here. I mean, we're just, we're sitting here, we're doing
Jamie's
this.
Jamie's got a question.
We thought about having a work group to do some time with the county commission and county council.
Yeah, well, you know, I could put that out to this board to see if maybe we want to come in and sit in on
you
a...
You can kind of decide it together. You can say,
yeah.
Your expectations, they may have expectations, and they may say, of course we're okay with it, or no, we're not.
Right. Well, Jimmy, I think, and this is just me speaking, if you can get in front of the commissioners next month, I think that's part of your agenda with them.
Yep.
If they give us the handshake, I think we'd be more than happy to do that.
Yep.
Have some discussion. And you might find that maybe they think it's too much. I don't think that's the case. Or you may say, of course. And
I've never been accused of doing too much.
Right.
I
personally like to be prepared. But by the way, I do my homework.
Yeah, that's a better style, I think, you know, preparation.
There's preferences. I mean, you could be all prepared. But why did you do this without asking? But then again, if somebody asks, you can be like, well, I didn't do my homework, so I don't have an answer for it.
Yeah, so here, put it up the board. Who out of this board will be willing to come make me meet in working sessions once we get this thing going?
I'll make a motion. I'll work with you. After the commissioners give us a handshake, we can sit down and do whatever you want.
You know, working sessions are less formal. They don't have to be recorded. We're not going to take, you don't take any votes. You don't make any parliamentary decisions during a working session. You just kick ideas back and forth. Try to come out of that with a better set of understanding with everybody involved.
Maybe include, open to the commissioners, the council, they want to be involved.
Right. Well, I mean, they're involved when you're rolling out with a comprehensive plan.
I made a motion.
They're involved.
Repeat your motion.
I made a motion. I would be happy to have that, whatever you want to call it, an outside
working session.
Work session.
Okay.
I'll be more than happy to.
I'll second it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's something we need to actually vote on, but if anyone wants to vote on it, I say that. Yeah. So we get this moving, and you know, this is just a slow moving train. You know, we'll sit in front of the council. We'll lay. We have quite a bit of information to lay out in front of the council and the commissioners at this point. And yeah, and we'll see where they are with it. And if they say, we think you're totally off base, okay. Then, you know, no harm, no foul, we go back and reset. But all we've done here is pick a couple votes. We haven't spent a dime, you know. But moving forward, then, if they say, yeah, we love what you're talking about, we'd really like to see you to continue this in what you're proposing, then, Tim, I ask, you know, if you'll sit in and help us and work with us to this end.
Now, again, it's the commissioners and council, and it's integrated underneath the comprehensive plan. That's a driving document.
We heard that. But we also know
okay, that we're there a supporting is a effort. We're not the main effort. We're a supporting effort.
Okay.
And so, and that's just good government 101.
Okay.
Well, and once again, we have a comprehensive plan we're working under.
We do.
Until it's voted out.
Right. Is there anything else that anyone else would like to bring in this meeting? Any new business? You got something you can go through on that?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I did is I gathered up all the agendas.
Oh, yes.
Right? And put them in a book and stuck into the county commissioner's office to see if I could generate a PDF to have them all in one place. And so I could share them with you guys and just say, here's your PDF and that's kind of what you need.
So this goes to what we've been talking about, like the handoff book to whoever might be in the RDC next time? And so, let's
for next year.
Hey, if women don't find the answer, you should find the answer.
Right. Let's dig into this a little bit more. Why don't you prepare? I'll make a motion to ask you to prepare a little bit more of a presentation on this next time we get together.
Sure.
List out what you've got in there,
right.
And why.
Yeah.
And then you guys give us some thought. If anything else that you think, I know that you touched on that a little bit also on your email. So the things that you are sorting are kind of trickling through and things that happen.
Just a pass through, right?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, so what,
it's just going to be a copy of everything that's been approved.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to add to the, every month, but I also, Ross and I chatted, right? Motions passed, it's just a section. The guidebook, and Sue, I'd really appreciate it, your modifiers, whatever you want to provide, right? The stuff that you and I chatted about.
Mm-hmm.
If we conclude that, if that's passed, right, we include that in the book. And then list of members, interactive stuff. That's kind of what I was going to add to the monthly agenda. Is
good work.
Any issues with that?
No.
Is everybody comfortable? So next meeting, I'll provide that and hopefully have a PDF. I need to be able to figure out how to
scan it
all into one PDF.
You can do it on the copier.
I talked to Donna to be honest, because I was thinking that their printer doesn't do that.
My library does.
Call me.
Go library.
We could
library.
Or we could do it at my office.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to scan it too.
Okay. Yeah.
So, coming into the next meeting, I assume we're going to hopefully, Sue, have a presentation for some time, review and what you've got there. If there's any motions that you would like to make coming out of that presentation, kind of point that out so we know where the direction that might be going.
Is the commissioner's meeting the week before us? So hopefully you
well,
get there tomorrow or not.
They've got one tomorrow. They can't get us in there. They've got one. They've got another one that's
they meet every 2 weeks.
October 2nd, which they are already predicting a pretty full schedule there.
When you say you want to get
yeah, we're going to go to both commissioner met meeting and
council.
No, both.
Well, okay, it's a practical matter. With it's set up now, you can meet the day after the council, unfortunately, rather than immediately.
Right.
But the commission does meet every 2 weeks. And are you going to present to the commission first?
Whoever I can get into first.
Okay.
So like I say, the commissioners is tomorrow. I think they're full. I know that they went at the beginning of October, which I think also is looking to be a pretty full plate.
Okay.
So we may not get in front of them until
in the book.
After our next meeting here. So, but look, we're just proceeding through what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Give some thoughts. I think we're going to hopefully have some mailing lists in hands, engaging more with people up in Bean Blossom and Helmsburg.
And I talked to the folks at the Helmsburg City and said, hey, this is the idea that's coming at you. can hire Kevin.
Right.
And they were comfortable with that, and they thought, okay, great.
Yeah.
And just on that note, they want to expand their PVC to include the 45 court. Jenny Austin mentioned the fact that she wanted to call it the Northern Corridor, and so, as far as I'm concerned, the Northern Corridor is our EDA.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be able to kind of be the spokesman from everything
on,
like Lemon, all the way over to, all the way over to Vigo. And so they're interested, and we have a planning meeting to work with as soon as Adrian O'Shea comes back from the picture.
Okay, and then I'd ask all you guys, you're all getting bombarded with email, with postcards and stuff for the Nashville comprehensive plan meetings, the county comprehensive, well, I haven't seen Nashville's quite yet. And then the CVB is doing it as well. You know, look how they're structuring their questionnaires, what the kind of information they're putting out, because that's what we're doing effectively. The RDC does not plan buildings, the RDC does not plan subdivisions, the RDC doesn't plan any of that. All we can really do is assist with infrastructure, is largely the only thing we can do here. So that, I think, is the focus on what we should be trying to communicate. Brown County has an RDC. These are the things that may be within our scope. You know, do you see anything? Do you have local needs that you can identify that maybe fits into this, you know, this office within the county? And hopefully we're going to, all we're doing is sort of opening us up and trying to start communication with the county that they might bring us their concerns, and we can be a voice for them in front of, you know, the county, the council and commissioners. But I mean, all we're talking about is infrastructure, you know, plumbing, roads, curbs,
mm-hmm.
signs,
hey,
sewers, water towers.
Is it possible to keep going, having to present, you know, because I need it now.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything to present?
I just brought you the more printed map.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good. Does anybody else have anything else?
What about the parcels? Is that our responsibility?
I got an email into Conley.
So the next discussion, next meeting, we can.
Is that GIS?
Yeah.
Okay. So I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.